Computer, share the screen. Okay, again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana zidana ilma. Our Lord, increase us in knowledge. Ameen. Ya Rab, ameen. So what we're going to be doing today is putting the chat on the screen. Okay. And we're going to be looking, we're going to be doing two things, inshallah. Jumla Ismiya practice is what we're going to spend the most of our time today on. We're going to do a regular Jumla Ismiya, and we're going to do Jumla Ismiya within as well, inshallah. We're going to do a very brief Quran study. The morning tutorial went over by a quarter hour to do more Quran study. If you'd like to get the extended version, you're welcome to watch that video, inshallah. So let's get started with our Jumla Ismiya practice. The first thing we're going to do is need a word of vocabulary. How do you say in Arabic a witness? Okay, we got, mashallah, we got a good group. So let me see a couple more answers, see if everybody agrees. Don't rely on everybody else to put the answers. Yours are precious as well. Yes, you can unmute for now, inshallah. Okay, so we'll go with Shaheed. So we'll go with Shaheed as the word. And it's this word, actually, I'm going to digress a little bit like Imam Arij did, just to give a little bit of a taste of this word. We use this word for a witness, and we use, okay, welcome, baby. We use this word also for a martyr. And the idea of doing that is that the martyr has borne witness to the truth of his iman because his actions have testified to his belief to the max, to the point that he gave up his life. May Allah accept all our shuhada. And it's also used for the testimony of faith. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And even though for us we haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're testifying to his prophethood with the level of certainty as if we had actually seen him. Alhamdulillah. So Shaheed is a witness. So now how would I say the sentence, he is a witness? You can speak your answer or share it in the, send a message to everybody.
Wa Shaheedun.
Ooh, kindly use a lower volume because it's generating feedback and very loud in the eardrums. Yes. Yes, yes, very good, very good. Huwa shahidun. So we've got huwa. And what's huwa in the sentence? That's okay, just now you know. Because I have to keep my volume on maximum so that people can hear me well. So, yeah. So what's the role of the word huwa in our sentence? Sorry, just one moment. I need to get, ask my husband to remove his cell phone from here to ring. Okay, so any other answers, please? What is the role of, I guess I pointed in the row. What is the role of huwa in our sentence? He is a witness. Everybody should be able to answer this question because this is the simplest jumla that we're going to be doing, and then we're going to make it more advanced. Yes, okay, so huwa is our muqtada. And the rest of the sentence, as you correctly pointed out, is shaheedun. And so we've got, what's the status of huwa? Very good. And so it is the first marfu word in the sentence. And right now, everybody send the message to everyone so we can have group participation. And when it's private message, I will let you know, inshallah. So this is the first marfu word in the sentence because standalone pronoun is always marfu. And this is our second, shahidun is our second marfu word. So what's its role in the sentence? Shahidun is our very good, everybody. And what's our related to khabar? We've run out of words, so it's NA, not applicable. All right. So how do you say vocabulary? No. I'm sorry. I made myself laugh there. How do you say himself in Arabic? Mustalah. How do you say vocabulary? Mustalah. How do you say himself? Okay, so literally it's his soul or his self, right? Soul or self, can be, the word can be used for both. Okay, so his soul. Okay, so I've got two answers. Who else wants to speak or say? Okay, good. So we got three answers. Sister Widat, please share with everybody so that you can encourage participation this way. Jazakillahu khairan. Okay, so it's going to be nafsuhu or nafsahu, or if it's majrur, what's it going to be? Nafsuhu, nafsahu, or what's the majrur version? Very good, Sister Widat. Mr. Mariam. Okay, Brother Musa, you don't need to put a kasra if it's nafsa, okay? The kasra we only put if there's a kasra on the previous letter. Nafsi, very good, Brother Musa. Oh, you corrected it, excellent. Okay, so keep that in mind. You send me as a private message the translation of the sentence, he is a witness upon himself. Send that to me as a private message. And keep in mind what we just said about the nafsuhu, nafsahu, nafsihi. Sister Maryam, you have a harf there. Make sure that its ism matches, okay? Very good, Sister Mziad. Got a bit of practice earlier, maybe? Very good, the Brother Farhan. Brother Musa, you've written, he is his soul. He is his soul. So try again with the order. I'm going to show the previous sentence here. This was, he is a witness, right? Okay, that's okay. All right, so we're going to take this one up. So how do we start? We're going to start with, okay, you can see the sentence here. He's a witness upon himself. Do you perceive any emphasis? You can send your answer to everybody. Who perceives emphasis? Is there any sort of emphasis or exclusivity or anything like that? You do? Okay, Sister Widad. Okay, who doesn't perceive any sort of emphasis? Oh, are you talking about this ha? No, this is just, it just means himself. Okay. Type 1 for emphasis, 0 for no emphasis. That'll be easier. Oh, the laughing ha. Okay. Okay, so Brother Farhan, 0. Brother Raid, 0. Okay. So I myself do not see any emphasis here, right? So then we're going to have the normal order of a jumla ismiya. So we're going to start with our, what's going to be our first word? Okay, and huwa is the? In a normal jumla ismiya, we're going to start correct with the mubtada. So here, our mubtada, the word before is, here's our is. The word before is huwa. So that's right. And then what comes next in a normal jumla ismiya? Mubtada, then khabar. What's our khabar? We can look up here. It's the same sentence, right? He is a witness. He is a witness upon himself. It's the same, like we got the same khabar here. So our khabar was shahidun. Okay, huwa shahidun. So far it's the same thing. He is a witness. Huwa shahidun. He is a witness. Huwa shahidun. The difference is we've got the addition of a. We can even show this here. Mubtada, huwa, khabar, shahidun. And we've got the addition of ala nafsihi, very good. We put a kasra on nafsi because it's a majrur, and we put the lamir, we put the he, so that it sounds nice, rather than saying nafsihu. That would not sound as nice. The Arab said so. Huwa shahidun, yeah, it does. Huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. Huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. Okay, so our related to khabar is ala nafsihi. Oh no, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, guys. Our related to khabar is what exactly? Okay, one moment, Sister Widad, you can ask your question in a moment. Sorry, the related to khabar, I made a mistake. Who can tell me what my mistake was? Okay, related khabar is going to be how many words? Tell me the number of words that related to khabar is going to be. Oh, Brother Musa, try again. Yes, okay, two words. Khafjar is majrur or dharf, and it's mudaf ilayhi. So here, I told you how many words. How many words did I give you? Yes, Sister Widad, you pointed out my mistake. That's right. So the related to khabar, as I've correctly written it here, is ala nafsi. So what do you think I'm going to write below? That nafsi is... Yes, nafsi is mudaf, correct, Brother Raid. And he... As Sister Widad said, is mudaf ilayhi. Correct. All right. So here's our mubtada here. Here's our khabar here. Here's our related. No, it's not letting me choose because I have it in two boxes. Here's our related khabar all the way up to here. And oops. And here is an additional word, which is the mudaf ilayhi. All right, so now he is a witness upon himself. This was our unemphasized sentence. Now we're going to add some emphasis. He is a witness. Oh, sorry. Sister Widad had a question. Let me scroll up here if I can find it. So no emphasis unless upon himself. Yeah, so if there, the Arabic language has different methods to show emphasis. In English, we use punctuation, we use different things. In Arabic, they have their own way. And what we're doing right now is studying means of creating emphasis. So number one, we want to learn to recognize methods of creating emphasis. And number two, we want to learn to recognize what is being emphasized. And so that's what we're going to be working on starting now. Sounds good, Sister Widad? Normal order, no emphasis, right? Normal order, no extra words. You can tell. He's a witness upon himself. Excellent. All right, anybody else has any questions? I have one. Why is my window closed? One moment, please. I'm trying to do this with the earbuds in. Wait. Okay. There we go. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Let's move on. Bismillah. Sounds like I'm out of breath just from opening the window. I'm all tangled up in wires. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so now we're going to say he is a witness upon himself. He is a witness upon himself. I'm not sure exactly how to convey that, but you can see on the screen that this part is emphasized. The reason why we are leaving it exactly in the same order here, he is a witness upon himself, is so that we don't mess with the conveying of emphasis. Because if we were to just follow the same order as the Arabic, we wouldn't really at this point be noticing anything. We just say, hey, they're the Arabs, they know what they're doing. This is the normal order of a jumla ismiya. But now we know the normal order is he is a witness upon himself, right? He is a witness upon himself. So now when we look at the Arabic, it doesn't follow that same order. We realize something's going on. Is there some emphasis? Yes, there is. So here we're going to, so we're going to discuss this first, and then you're going to send me as a private message, please, your answer. So first thing we're going to do is, in order to convey, if you remember your textbook and so on, in order to convey this emphasis, what are we going to do? The answer is we're going to change the order of the words. And how are we going to do that? What are we going to change? Say what first, Sister Widad? So what part of the, we've got three parts here. What part are we going to move? And how are we going to move it? That's my question. Okay, related to khabar would come first in the sentence? Are you sure? I think that would mean that it's exclusivity. Try again. There's not so many possible combinations, so I'll let you know when you got it right. This is important, so that's why rather than telling you the answer, I'm letting you come up with the answer. So to convey some emphasis, we're going to bring the related before its khabar. Normally, the order is, right, he is a witness upon himself. This is the normal order. Mubtada, khabar, related. To convey emphasis in our new sentence, we're going to change it by bringing the related before the khabar. So we're going to switch. These two. Sounds good? Switch these two. Okay. So here is our huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. We had that order. So now that you know what to do, because related before khabar, right? If we bring the related before the khabar, this creates emphasis. An emphasis on what? On the khabar. What's our khabar? Shahidun. Remember? Khabar was shahidun. So we're going to emphasize that he's a witness upon himself. So the sentence is going to be, you send me as a private message the new sentence. Sister Miriam, try again. You need to follow the correct order. Very good, Sister Ziad, Brother Farhan. Sister Widad, excellent. Okay, so let's take it up. We've got, actually, I did show you the order right here. So we've got our mubtada, huwa, that's unchanged. We've got our related, which is ala nafsihi. Yes, Brother Ayid, ala nafsihi. And we got shahidun. So what is going to be our mubtada here? What is our mubtada? Brother Musa, that's the unemphasized sentence that you shared. Okay. You have to move the related to khabar before its khabar for there to be that emphasis. Yes. Huwa is a mubtada. What is the khabar? Okay. And what is the related to khabar? Don't make my mistake. Don't tell me too much stuff. Very good, Sister Mziad. Sister Udad, that means upon my soul. Okay, very good. Rada nafsi. And then the rest is the same. Nafsi is mudaf. Mudaf ilayhi is he. Okay, so now, do you see any difference between this analysis here? I'm going to zoom out a little bit so we can see them both. Do you see any, I'm going to have to zoom out a lot. Sorry about people who are on a phone here. I'm going to zoom back in afterwards. Do you see any difference between this analysis and that analysis? Has the fact that we've changed the order done anything to the analysis of what's the mubtada, khabar, and related to khabar? Any change? The answer is no. It's not going to cause any change, okay? So there is no change in the analysis. And that is because... Did I switch to Arabic? It's not working. Okay, no change analysis. In analysis. Right? So the change is all in the yes, in the order. Yes, the change caused by the order is all in the change in the structure is all in the it's all in the meaning. All right, so we've got emphasis on the khabar. Okay. All right. There was a question. Let me go up. In the example we saw in class, did the related come before the mubtada or is it always the related before the khabar to create emphasis on the related? I'm not sure exactly which example we saw. Like we saw multiple examples in class, but I'll do my best to answer in general terms. When we bring the related before the khabar, we are placing emphasis on the khabar. And actually, if you look at the morning notes, they don't have this little table that I created here, right? I wanted you to really, because we got the textbook, we got our examples, but I really wanted to put it all together so that when you look at your tutorial notes, you can see that this switch in order means when we bring the related before the khabar, we are placing emphasis on the khabar, okay? All right, so now we're going to do a new sentence. You can see here, what do you think we're going to add? You can see at the bottom, what do you think we're going to add? Jazanoya. If the emphasis on the khabar, does a word witness? I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you that because this is how Ustad Arij, Imam Arij is bolding it. But this is definitely the thing that we're moving, right? Because upon himself is describing witness, right? This is the related to khabar. It's describing witness. So if we're putting some emphasis, like if we're putting some weight on upon himself, we're not emphasizing upon himself is not. I'm so sorry. I'm having trouble explaining this. I think it will make more sense at the end when we've seen the exclusivity. But upon himself, okay. If we have here, huwa shahidun ala nafsihi, we're just saying he's a shahid upon himself. But when we change it like that, huwa ala nafsihi, we're putting more emphasis on shahidun. Like the sentence is mostly talking about how he's ala nafsihi shahidun. It's not huwa that's the thing that we're focusing on as much. Although the sentence is still about huwa, but we're really putting some weight on the word shaheed, although we are moving this one. I'm so sorry. I know I'm the TA. I should be able to give you a nicely packaged answer, but I'm hoping it will make more sense by the end. I'm so sorry. You can ask Imam Arij on Monday if I've caused a mess. I'm really, really sorry if I have, but I'm not meaning to. Is it okay if we move on to the next sentence? Maybe things will clarify with a few more examples. Okay. Bismillah. All right, so we've got here a new word. So what do you think I'm going to do here? We're going to do add what to our sentence? Next thing we're going to do is we're going to add inna. We're going to add inna. Indeed, we are going to do that. Okay, so our sentence was, he is a witness. So I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to, hold on. I'm just going to do this. Okay, I just wanted to hide that one sentence so we can focus. So here we had, he is a witness upon himself. Indeed, he is a witness upon himself, right? So the only difference between, yes, so we're going to add the harf nasb in that, inshallah. So the only difference between these two is the addition of the harf, right? Or the addition of the word inna. Oh, my goodness. The only difference between these two sentences in English is the appearance of the word indeed. Am I right? That's the only thing that we have. Yeah, that's the only difference, right? So what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask you, even though we haven't done this in class, I'm going to ask you to try it and send it to me as a private message. Please translate this sentence to Arabic. Send it to me as a private message. Oh, first, actually, we were just going to do a small thing first. I want to remind you, here's our sentence here. So if we add inna, what does inna need? Can I have inna on its own? No, inna needs to be with something. So you can tell me, send to everyone. Inna needs what? Since we said it's a harf nasb, it needs a... Okay, fine. You guys can send me the sentence. Everybody's sending me a sentence. So we can talk about it after. Yes, Brother Raid. Yes, Brother Raid. Okay, Sister Mzia, that's fine. Brother Raid, check the gender. The rest is good. Yes, that's good. Okay, so you can keep sending me as a private message. Everybody's put a question mark at the end. You don't need to. It's okay if you make a mistake. Very good. That's perfect, Sister or Dad. Everybody's putting question marks. That's okay. You know, it's correct. Mr. Mariam, you got it right. Okay, we're getting awesome answers coming in. Keep working on it if you haven't sent it in yet. We're going to get started on it. Okay, so what I wanted to mention is here. We have inna needs what? Inna is a harf nasb. It needs an ism. And what does inna do to the ism? It makes it what status? We can send to everybody. Yes, inna makes an ism mansub. Just like an makes a fi'il mansub, inna makes an ism mansub. Right? But what's our problem here? Can we use huwa? Yes or no? I'm seeing lots of ends. I see a Y. Brother Musa, see if you can tell me why I'm going to do this. What's the status? Brother Musa, tell me what's the status of Hua on it, like a standalone. Hua is, try again. And I knew you're having to switch back and forth between the chat box and the and looking at my screen, so I'll make it easy for everybody who's on a phone. Standalone pronouns are always? Yes, exactly. What is, Brother Musa, if you can tell me, what is, that's right, Sister Maryam. Sorry, he's sending us a private message. The answer is, standalone pronouns are always marfu. Brother Musa, what is the mansub version of huwa? Who, normally it's who, but if it's like with a word that has a kasra before, it's going to be he. So that's right. So it's who or he, depending on what it's attached to. So the answer to the question, what is the mansub version of huwa? It is the attached pronoun who. So how are we going to say inna huwa will become? Everybody can send us a message to everyone. Inna huwa will become? Yes. 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 Inna hu. That's correct. So never say inna huwa, right? That doesn't work. Inna hu. So what is the rest of our sentence? The rest is going to be the same. Inna hu. Indeed he, yes, exactly, same as before, shahidun ala nafsihi. All right, so let's look at our sentence structure. Here we've got inna, I should have made this in individual boxes. Let me undo. You tell me, what's the structure? If you saw it, good for you, or looking at the screen, but what's the structure now? Here before we had Mubtada plus khabar plus related. Now, what are we calling stuff? Things, words. What's the structure this time? You can type up the formula. Here we had Mubtada plus khabar plus related. Here we had... I didn't show this. Here we had Mubtada plus khabar. Here we had Mubtada plus Khabar plus related. Here we have. So we're not asking about the change in meaning. We're just asking about the. Okay, we'll do it here. We'll do it here instead. Okay, so what's our first thing that we have? Let's do it here together. This is going to be easier. We're going to analyze this word by word. What's our first word? Okay, first word is inna. What is inna? What role does it play in the sentence? So everybody send your answer to everyone. So inna, now we're asking for what's the role in the sentence? Role in the sentence. Good. Who else knows? Okay, yes, okay, so it's a harf nasb. Okay, what's our next word and its role? Remember we said earlier, inna needs an? That's okay. Inna needs an? Just like if I have haftar, you have to tell me it's a majroor. So inna has a what? Inna has a harf. It's not like harf jar is the majroor. It's not called ism mansub. What's the ism of inna called? Hint, hint. Yes. Okay. And what is it? So what is it? So I've gotten like, just send me, everybody send me as one message. What is the word? What is its role? Send me in one message. Like you said, like inna harf nasb. Send me the word because I'm getting, okay, very good, brother Raid. I'm getting confused. I'm having trouble keeping track of who's saying what. So I want these two boxes here. Very good, Sister Mariam. I want to make sure everybody's understanding. Okay, Sister Widad. And you'll learn. You've already done some grammar, so inshallah, this will help you. That will help you keep up with us, and then you'll catch up your videos. Okay, anybody else? What's the next word? Very good, Brother Musa. Okay, so next word, as everybody knows, is who. What wasn't as obvious is that it is not called Mubtada anymore, right? This was our Mubtada. It's not called Mubtada anymore. You see, I crossed out Mubtada Hua. Is no longer a label. We're not calling anything that anymore. This is Isim Inna. There's no longer something called Mubtada. Everybody's clear on that? No Mubtada. Inna kicks the Mubtada out. Okay? Excellent. All right. And what's our next word? Tell me the word and its role. Here's the word. Tell me its role also. I told you the word. You tell me its role. Okay, Sister Widad, be careful. Oh, actually, yes. Okay, you haven't caught up with that video. Brother Reed, that's correct. Brother Musa, be careful. Inna has done some damage to the sentence or some improvements, some renovations. We'll say that. Inna has renovated the sentence. Things don't look the same anymore. Right? So shahidun is the next word, but what is it labeled as now? Is it still khabar? Or is there a reason why I'm asking this question? Because there's usually a reason why I'm asking this question. Ah, very good, Brother Musa. So we have Brother Raid, Brother Musa say that it is khabar inna. Who agrees? One for agree, zero for disagree. Oh my goodness, 111? That was not in the drop-down menu. No, we're two smileys. Or a smiley with a big chin. Okay. All right. Sister Umzia, Sister... Okay, and I think, okay, we have a pretty good... Sister Maria, Sister Mariam, do you agree with Brother Musa and... Brother Raid, that it is khabar inna. Okay. I'm not even going to count those. Yes. Okay. So we are not going to say khabar anymore. This is not khabar. I crossed it out. I didn't even just add inna. No. I crossed it out. It's khabar inna now. Right? We got inna, ism inna, khabar inna. This is a lot of renovations. The sentence has been renovated. What's the rest of our sentence? What else do we have? What else do we have? Everybody's quiet. Okay. We have a related to khabar. Is that correct? What is it? What's the related to khabar? Oh, Brother Reed, you made my mistake. Yes. Okay. You got yourself. I hope that when the TA makes a mistake, everybody learns very well. Very good. Okay. أنا نفسي and this hasn't changed here. مضاف مضاف إليه. I'm gonna add actually insert below. And I had said here that there is no change in, where is it? Oh, it's hidden. Okay, I said earlier that there is no change in analysis, but now there is a change. The sentence has been renovated. Oh, renovated. And I'm gonna put that in quotation marks because this is my term. Okay, so the sentence has been renovated. So the only thing that hasn't changed is the related to khabar. Everything else is new. We got new term here. We got khabar inna. We don't say related to khabar inna. We're still going to call him. You don't need to add that. Okay, so we have khabar inna. We have ism inna. These are our new terms. All right? So now, guess what we're going to do? Oh, we're going to actually look at this. So now we can see that the structure is ism inna plus ism inna plus khabar inna plus related. So this sentence here, we haven't changed the order. We've introduced inna. But what does inna do? Inna brings emphasis on the mubtada. Right? Inna huwa. Inna is emphasizing the mubtada. Does that make sense, everybody? Innahu, the mubtada is being emphasized. Okay, do we see the contrast with how before? Oops, I made that superscript instead of expanding the header. Okay, so we see here that bringing the related before the khabar brought emphasis on the khabar, right? So as I was kind of floundering when answering the question earlier, but we can see here that the emphasis is on the khabar, right? عَلَى نَفْسِهِ شَهِيدٌ. And here we can see the emphasis is on the مُبْتَدَى إِنَّ هُوَ. But of course, we don't call it مُبْتَدَى anymore. And let me put like مُبْتَدَى. We're going to put it like this. And we're going to put this like this because, of course, it's bilingual. It's not going to work with me. Okay, there we go, on the mubtada huwa. So the role of huwa changes it well since it is no longer marfu. Huwa is gone, it's hu now. And hu is ism inna. But if we had like, let's say it was inna Muhammadun, what would it become? Let's pretend that it's not a pronoun that changes its type. Right? That Brother Musa, you should ask Imam Adij because I don't want to introduce terminology before he is ready to include it. Sorry about that. So if we had the mubtada was Muhammadun, if I put inna in front, what is it now? Well, we say like inna Muhammadan, right? Inna Muhammadan. So now it's not called mubtada anymore. It's called ism inna. Does that answer your question, Sister Udad? Okay, maybe you can rephrase it for me so that I can answer it better, or you can ask me later if you need. Okay, so now we are going to do. We had indeed he's a witness upon himself. There is no doer. A doer means an actor, a fa'il, and that's for a fi'il. This is a jumla ismiya. We don't have any fi'il here. Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah, that is cleared up. So we have here, indeed, he is a witness upon himself. Indeed, he is a witness upon himself. So what am I doing here? What's the difference? Okay, so the difference is I'm adding some emphasis, right? That's why there's bold underline. And how am I going to do it? That's the answer. So you send me as a private message this sentence. Indeed, he is a witness. That's the answer. I mean, like, what Brother Raid and Sister Umziad have done to say that the related is before the khabar inna. Remind me to add the word inna in the box. Okay, send me as a private message your translation, please. Yes, Sister Umziad. Yes, Brother Ayid. Yes, Sister Widad. Okay, let's take it up. So, what we're going to do here is we're going to, okay, let's do the sentence first. Yes, Brother Musa, that's correct. Okay, everybody got the sentence very well, mashallah. This is actually the same sentence as above, except just with inna in front, right? Innahu shahidun ala nafsihi. Sorry. Innahu shahidun ala nafsihi. We've just brought the we've just switched the order. Innahu ala nafsihi shahidun. Innahu ala nafsihi shahidun. Sister Maryam, you need indeed, right? Indeed, he. You need this part. Okay. Actually, I'm going to do this. Oh no, this color is used elsewhere. I'm out of colors. Okay, there we go. Yes, Sister Mariam, that is correct. All right, so let's, now that we have our sentence, we're going to look here. We're going to look how we've got our isim. Right, we got our isim inna right here. We got our related to khabar. And we got our khabar inna. Oh, no, I have it here. I have it here. I thought I forgot to read. Anyways, that's okay. So now, oh, I know what I did. So what is the emphasis here? Inna has brought emphasis on the mubtada huwa. I'll put that like this again. Yes? Everybody agrees? Inna has brought emphasis on huwa. Now it's called innahu. Brother Raid, no, we're going to keep inna here because we got inna, isim inna. Okay? Because it's not always inna, it could be another harf. Okay, so everybody agrees that we've got emphasis on the mubtada huwa? Type 1 for yes, type 0 for no. Guys, quick, it's at 55. Okay, good. Do we have more emphasis? Sister Maryam, I'm not sure. I can't scroll down right now and lose my place. I'm so sorry. Okay, Brother Ayid says there's emphasis. Anybody else sees more emphasis? Well, Brother Raid is correct. The related before, to bringing the related before the khabar inna, this is where I had to add it, there's emphasis on the khabar inna shahidun. So now this sentence is doubly emphasized. This is emphasized, this is emphasized, this is a lot of emphasis. Indeed, he is a witness upon himself. إِنَّهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ شَهِيدٌ. Right? So two methods of bringing emphasis, using the ism, using the harf inna, and bringing the related to khabar early. Right? So again, I said, what we're doing is learning to recognize methods of emphasis and what is being emphasized. So hopefully you feel like you're getting more and more of a grasp. The idea is that you're going to open your mushaf and you're going to look for this, right? Inshallah. So what's our harf nasb? I'm going to actually, it's the same as above. So harf nasb is inna, ism inna is still shaheed. Oh, sorry. Ism inna is still who? Khabar inna is still shaheedun, even though it's a little bit, coming a little bit later. Yes, Sister Umziad, add the word inna at the end. Okay? Don't be like me and forget it. And related to khabar is again, ala nafsi. Nafsi is mudaf. Mudaf ilayhi is he. And there is no change in analysis. Right? Adding switching the order has brought a change only in meaning. I'll put this here. No change in analysis, only in meaning. That's a better thing to do. All right, so now, how do you say the human being? Okay, I'll help you out. Al-insan. So you send me as a private message the sentence, the human being, he is a witness upon himself. I think, Sister Maryam, I think I'm recalling now this. This is the second to last sentence, and then we're going to look at a couple of ayat briefly. Okay, send me as a private message the sentence, the human being, he is a witness upon himself. Okay, so we had here the sentence, he is a witness, oh my goodness, where is it? He is a witness upon, oh my goodness, he is a witness upon himself. I'm going to put this sentence here, just to help us out. Very good, Sister Umziad. Sister Maryam, you've added extra emphasis. You also need, you're missing a word. Try again. Make sure you're translating everything. The human being, he, we got your invisible, is a witness upon himself. You should be including, not deleting anything. So what's going to be the role of the human being in this sentence? We can start with that. Sister Widad, I think you meant to put something else as the last word. Yes, Brother Ayyub. Okay, so our mubtada is going to be al-insanu, right? So we're going to have al-insanu with a dhamma on it, right? Al-insanu. Yes, okay. So what is this going to be? What is all of this going to be? The whole thing, Brother Ray? Yeah, I'm kind of like guiding you along, I guess. Okay, so this sentence here is going to be our khabar. All right? So now all we need to do is translate as a second sentence, an embedded sentence. We need to translate, he is a witness upon himself, and we already have it here, right? So, al-insanu, and then this sentence. الإنسان هو شهيد على نفسه. Does that make sense? We're going to break it down. Does it make sense so far? Okay. Okay. All right. So let's now, how many sentences do we have here? We have two. Okay, that's good. Now let me match this. All right. So this here is an entire sentence, right? So this is the mubtada for the entire sentence. This is a mubtada for the entire sentence. And what is a khabar? Khabar is information about the mubtada, right? So al-insanu, what are we learning about him? Huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. So this whole sentence is the khabar, and that sentence is within sentences, right? So this embedded sentence, let's analyze it. What is huwa? Within this sentence, what is huwa? Okay, anybody who has to leave because it's 9:02, may Allah reward you for joining us. I have loved, and I'm still loving for the next few minutes, being your teaching TA. And I will see you on the WhatsApp group, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The rest of us, let's keep working. Okay, very good. So, huwa is the mubtada for the khabar. This khabar sentence, right? This was here. We had single word khabar. Now we have a sentence as khabar. So this is our mubtada and our what's the second word and its role? Or actually, what do we look for afterwards? We look for khabar. What's the khabar? And that's kind of the theme of the evening. Shahidun is our khabar. And ala nafsihi? No, ala nafsi is our related to khabar. And we got, of course, nafsi mudaf ilayhi. Okay? So when you have embedded sentences, you're going to analyze the inner sentence. I prefer to do it first. You analyze the inside sentence, and we see where it ends. And then you can see that al-insanu is your mubtada, and then you've got your khabar, huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. We're going to put it like this. There we go. All right. Now, this next sentence is the human being, he bears witness. Now, what's the difference between the two sentences? What's the difference between this statement, the human being, he's a witness upon himself, and this statement, the human being, he bears witness? Grammatically, what's the difference? Let's see who gets the answer to this question. Okay, if you've attended this morning, don't say it. Okay, sister, would that be more precise? Right now we're not translating. We're saying, what's the difference grammatically between the two sentences? Okay. Do you see? Okay, what kind of sentence is this? I'll give you a hint. Okay, this sentence is jumla ismiya. What is this sentence? This is a jumla fi'liya, right? Because there's a fi'l here. To bear witness is an action. To bear witness, this is like one word. I'm going to put a dash even though it's not like English, but right? We could say he witnesses, but we don't really speak like that in English. So I use bear witness. So translate that. Okay, the fi'il is shahida yashhadu. Ah, oh, no, sister Widad. We changed the whole thing to jumla fi'liya. We're still starting with an ism. This is still a jumla ismiya. Very good, sister Widad. And if you recall in the last tutorial, I showed you how it would be different, right? If it was a jumla fi'liya or a jumla ismiya. Okay, so we start the same way. This is a jumla ismiya. Al-insanu. Same. Al-insanu. But the description of al-insanu is this time a jumla fi'liya. Al-insanu yashhadu. Al-insanu yashhadu. All right? And it's a present tense. So we're going to say yashhadu. And you did not know how to conjugate yashhadu, so don't worry if you got that incorrectly. So here we got mubtada. What's our mubtada? Yes, Brother Musa, that's correct. Al-insanu is our mubtada. What is our khabar? Yeah, ooh, I love that answer. That's a very precise answer, mashallah. The khabar is the jumla fi'liya yashhadu. I'm going to add that actually. I like it. Jumla fi'liya yashhadu. Okay, and what do I need to do now? I need to analyze the sentence, right? I did it here. I need to do it here. No discrimination. So how do I analyze the sentence? What goes here? First, we're going to mention when we analyze a jumla fi'liya, first we mention, think back earlier in the semester. Sister Widad, try again. Yes, Brother Ayyid. Yes. Okay. First, we mention our fi'l, which is yashhadu. Second, we mention our fa'il. What's our fa'il? Very good. Sometimes I just say very good without actually reading it, forgetting about the recording. I'm so sorry. Anybody listening to the recording? Mubtada al-insanu khabar jumla fi'liya yashhadu. Fi'il yashhadu, fa'il, hidden pronoun he, maf'ul, not applicable. There's no maf'ul here. I'm going to remove this dash here and the verb. Okay, so now we are going to do very briefly, go back to the Quran to look at the sentence here. Oh my goodness. Okay, so from Surat Buruj, here we've got the sentence here, the ayah, إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودَ. هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودَ. What kind of sentence is that? Yes, it's a jumla ismiya. Okay, and we can see here, we've got the mubtada. What's the mubtada? The mubtada is hum. What's the khabar? So the khabar, you're looking for your second marfu' ism. Normally it's going to be. Okay, guys, I'm not seeing the fact that it's marfu' in your answers. Okay, Brother Rayid, I like that. So, qu'udun. You gotta show me some tashkil, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, qu'udun. Very good. And what's the related khabar? Yeah, because then that's how I know, right? That's how you know. That's how you found out that because it's حرود, not just because it's حرود. حرود doesn't mean that it's the خبر. Okay, and عليها is the related to خبر. And I made a note here, right? This is حرف جار على and اسم مجرور ها. But the alif maqsura turns into a ya with a sukun when it's attached to a pronoun, as we know. So you can look at that again later on. So what do we have here? Do we have the normal order of a sentence of a jumla ismiya or no? Is this the normal order or no? Ah, Brother Raid, I like your answer. No, it's not, right? Because we have the mubtada and then we have the related to khabar and then the khabar. So what does that do? That bringing the related before the khabar brings emphasis on the khabar. Qu'ud. Struggling with my cough here. Okay, so the meaning is they, here's our hidden is, were upon it sitting. So we've got here the translation following the normal jumla ismiya order. They were sitting upon or by it, right? So what is it? If you look at the ayah before, you can see that it is a fire. They had a huge, these were the criminals who were persecuting the believers. They had built a huge ditch with fires and they were throwing the believers in it to be devoured by the fire. And were they turning away in horror at what they were doing? No. No, actually, they were sitting by the fire. Ha is the fire, remember? Fire is feminine in Arabic. So this is just outrageous. Like if there was picnic chairs back then, they would have been sitting on the picnic chairs. They were sitting by the fire looking at what they were doing. So there's emphasis here on qurud by saying alayha qurud. Do you see that emphasis there? You see that emphasis? If Allah had just said, they were hum qurudun alayha, that would have not conveyed that same level of emphasis. Am I right? Well, you kind of have to say yes because it's Allah and it's His Quran. But you can see it, right? All right, so that's when you have your mushaf open. Look at the order of the sentence. See if there's some change and see what indication you can guess from it. Okay, and then you can confirm with a tafsir or books of analysis to see if you've understood correctly. And lastly, we're going to look at this ayah. I apologize for going over time. I'm glad that I did not do the extended version because we would have been here until Aisha, my Aisha. So, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. There's a kasra here, I can't see it very well. To dictionary, let's see. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So what has happened in this yellow sentence? لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What has happened? This is, again, this is not the normal order. What is different? This is not the same as we've done earlier. So pay attention. Tell me what the change is. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Okay, first, let's look at Shaheed. Oh my goodness. Jazakillahu khairan, Sister Maryam. We've talked about Shaheed all this time, and I'm still not saying Shaheed. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in Shaheed. I'm too used to saying Qadir. Astaghfirullah. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in Shaheed. By tonight, I should be very used to saying Shaheed. Yes, excellent, Brother Raid. Okay, who agrees with Brother Raid? Write one. Oh, Brother Raid said the related to khabar is at the beginning of the sentence. Actually, I'm going to clarify the related to khabar has come to the beginning of the in front of the mubtada. Okay, so here when we have this, bringing the related in front of the mubtada. And here we don't even have a khabar. This creates exclusivity, right? We've talked about emphasis, but this actually creates exclusivity, right? So what's our mubtada? How many marfu isms do we have in this yellow part? Yes, brother Reed, that's what I meant. It'll make sense by the end. Okay. The Quran is the best explanation, isn't it? So, tell me the number of marfu isms in this yellow part. Count all of them. How many marfu isms? A grand total of? Sister Widad is on to something. There is a single ism marfu. So that's going to be every jumla ismiya has to, mandatory, absolutely has to have a what? It has to have a mu. Mu. I'm giving you a hint. I'm not certainly bovine. Every jumla ismiya, this is a mandatory thing, you have to know this rule. Every jumla ismiya has to have a mubtada. Right? It can have a khabar and no related, it can have a related and no khabar, but it has to have a mubtada. And the mubtada, every single time, has to be in what status? Every single time, no exception. Marfu, right? Oh, actually, yes. Unless the mubtada is replaced by harf nas and its ism. But we don't say harf nas and its ism, right? So right now, let's look for the marfu ism, and that's going to be a mubtada. What's your marfu ism, which is the mubtada? You can look at the tashkeel. That's the best way to know. Very good. Sister Widad has spotted it. Who else has spotted the marfu ism? The one single marfu ism. Yes, very good. So the sentence is about mulk. Now, what does mulk mean? Mulk means kingship, right? But here, what is the word mulk? It's mubtada, but what else is it? Yes, who is ism jar? That's right. It's not marfu. Yes, it's mudaf. Okay. Mulku is mudaf. What is the mudaf ilayhi? Sister Maryam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No problem. What is the mudaf ilayhi? Good. As-samawati. What is wa? What is this wa? The wa is a connector. Very good. And what is al-ard? What role is it playing? Jazana wa yaki dear. Inshallah, inshallah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so I think some people need help here. Al-Ardi is connected to As-Samawati. Okay? As-Samawat. It's not a symmetrical because there's no harf jar, right? It's connected to As-Samawati. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. There's a waw and this is connected to mudaf ilayhi. That's all we say about it. Okay? Yes. So, now that we know that mulku samawati, they're all connected together, right? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Connector, harf, and connected. Mulku samawati wal ard, that's a mouthful. It's like all together. Okay? So we've got mulku samawati wal ard. What else do we have in the sentence? We have lahu. What is lahu? Any other answers? Okay, it is half jar plus ism majrur. And what do we label that when we analyze the sentence, Brother Eid? Oh, you already said it. I just realized both answers are coming from you. Sister Widad, how do we label it? Yes, very good. So related to khabar in our sentence is lahu. So what's a khabar? Are we out of words? Really? Related to Khabarovsky. Okay. The stupid dad's device makes some funny edits. So what's our khabar? I think we're out of words. I think we're just going to put any. That's right. Okay, so what did we do here? We brought the related right in front of the mubtada, mulku, lahu mulku. And so this brings exclusivity. Now, is it kinship or the kingship? That's right, there's no other morphisms. So is it kinship or the kingship? I hear Muhammad's voice in the other room, but I didn't hear what he said. Yes, it is the kingship. I keep saying kinship, not family. The kingship, because the mudaf ilayhi is definite. Correct, exactly. Okay, so as-samawati wal-ard, of the skies and the earth. Okay. The kingship of the skies and the earth. Mulku samawati wal-ard. And then is, our hidden is, lahu, how do you translate lahu? How do you translate lahu? Okay, very good. Oh, I just did something my computer, sorry about that, my computer just, give a chime. It's loud. Okay. So the kingship of the skies and the earth is for him. And what else do I have to add? Pretend you can't see it in like pale gray. The kingship of the skies and the earth is for him. Exclusively. Exactly. Excellent. Okay. Fine. I'll do it manually. The kingship of the skies and of the earth is for him exclusively, is the meaning of this portion of the ayah. And end of sentence. And lastly, we will look at the last part of the ayah, if you'll bear with me for a moment. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in, wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. See, I was going to say qadir, subhanAllah. Okay, so here, what is hard to spot, the exclusivity or shaheed? Let me know, sister, we dad. Okay, so here, that's good. You're trying, mashallah. Good, good, good. See, we're bringing them to your attention here. Alhamdulillah. So what type of sentence do we have here? Yeah, simple gymnasium. What is our mubtada? And we'll answer with proper adab, like Brother Rayid did, mashallah. The word Allah, we can say it in two ways. We can say the word Allah, or we can say lafzul jalala. All right. And what is the khabar? So the word Allah is mashur, it is marfu, sorry. And what is the second ism that is marfu, that's going to give us a clue as to what is our khabar? Or we could just go with the flow of the evening and look for the word shahidun. So our khabar is shahidun. And what's the rest of the sentence? There's some words there, right? So, ala. Oh, wait, hold on. I have two tables here. Something's wrong. One of them is right, one of them is not right. There we go. All right. Anybody who's reading the screen can tell why I'm laughing with the yeah, I know. The computer keeps, or the phone keeps changing a khabar to a khabrovsk. Okay, so the mubtada is the word Allah. The khabar is shahidun. Related to khabar is ala kulli. Okay? And what is kulli? Kuli is also a Kuli is also a Oh yes, it is a semashur, and it is hafjar is semashur. Yes, that's why it's related to khabar. And what else is kulli? Notice there's no al and there's no tanween. No al, no tanween. That makes it's a mudaf. So what is the mudaf ilayhi? Yeah, we can see shay'in. This is why it's got a kasrat, a tanween kasra. Okay, so now you know kulli is an ism. And it is a mudaf. Okay, so now what did we do here? What did Allah do? Okay, He put the related before the related khabar before the khabar. What does that convey? Yes, it conveys emphasis on the khabar shahidun. Okay, so what's the translation going to be? Shay means thing, kulli means every. So this last sentence you're going to translate before we close off for the semester. You can send me your answer. What is the translation of the sentence? And while you work on that, I'll just say we're going to have the last class on Monday. Make sure you're there on time so that you get a chance to get the full benefit, inshallah. Okay, so the answer is Allah is a witness over all things. Well, okay, I'm going to put the S in parenthesis because technically it's a singular, but we in English, we when we have all, then we're going to put an S. Okay, and since maybe Brother Raid, since you can't bold and underline in the chat box, you reverse the order, but I can bold and underline, so I wrote it like this. All right, so I hope that you feel more confident about embedded sentences, sentences with inna, and how to spot methods of emphasis or styles of emphasis, and how to spot what is emphasized. So please do your best to apply this in your reading, and jazakumullah khairan for joining me in these evenings. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. You can tell from the amount of laughing I did to be with you. Alhamdulillah, jazana wa yaka. And I will make the okay, jazana wa yakum, everybody. And may Allah accept from all of us and guide us in our learning and our study, and show us the truth of His message, and help us understand it correctly and convey it correctly, and most importantly, implement it correctly. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.